Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at a really fascinating profile you've sent over Palitha Badagama. He's a motivational and attitude development lecturer.
Right.
And his whole promise, and I'm quoting here, is to create experiences that resonate, motivate, and transform.
Which is, you know, that's the classic high bar for this kind of work, isn't it?
It is.
And I think our mission today, for you listening, is to really get under the hood of that. We're not just reading a resume. We want to cut through some of that jargon to see how he actually does it.
So how does he get from just, you know, inspiration to actual action?
Exactly. What's the architecture behind his success? How does he deliver these measurable transformations that he talks about?
I think the first clue is right there in how he describes himself. Yes, he's a committed, friendly advisor, but the goal is to spark ideas and ignite passion. And this is the part that stood out to me, to leave every audience with practical tools they can apply immediately.
And that's the key phrase right there, practical tools.
Yes.
It's a focus on application. That's the first sign that this isn't just fluffy, feel-good speaking.
Hmm.
It's also like curriculum designed for human behavior.
Right. So if we look at his main topics, they're the big ones you'd expect. Motivation, leadership, personal growth, communication.
All the big hitters. Resilience, of course.
But then it gets more granular, doesn't it? The source materials list some really specific skills.
And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. It's not just concepts. He's teaching structured competencies. Things like attitude development skills, creativity, negotiation, and critical thinking.
Okay, let's unpack that for a second. Attitude development skills. That's not a vague idea you just absorb. It sounds like a framework.
Precisely. He's not treating attitude as, you know, some fixed part of your personality. He's creating it like a system, something you can learn, like software development.
You can break it down.
You can break it down. You can identify the steps. You can practice them. He's applying a kind of structured logic to what is, you know, the inherently messy world of human emotion.
So the whole thing is really a teaching experience, not a performance.
I think so. By putting in a skill like negotiation, he's making sure you leave with more than just a good feeling. You leave with a cognitive tool, a way forward.
And he's applying this model to a huge range of people. We're talking about the education sector, which makes sense, but also high-level professionals and community leaders.
Which tells you the core model is incredibly adaptable. The fact that these same principles work for, say, a banking executive and a school principal is, well, it's pretty impressive. And for anyone local, it says he's based out of Hingargoda, Sri Lanka.
So that adaptability, that universality, it must come from somewhere. That naturally leads us to the foundation. Where does all this rigor come from?
So this is the most fascinating part of the deep dive for me. His work is built on this dual background. It's a blend of technology and really serious academia with this attitude training.
It's a synthesis then.
It is. It feels like he's not just a self-help guru. He's an educator.
Uh-huh.
Someone applying advanced pedagogical principles to motivation.
So let's get into those specifics. Under the Ministry of Education, he's worked as an IT lecturer, an attitude development trainer, and also a software developer.
And that combination is so important. He's been on the ground teaching highly technical skills, building systems, while at the same time training people on the human side of things.
He's also a registered assessor for ICT for the Tertiary and Vocational Education Commission. Now, for those of us who don't know, what does a title like that really imply?
It means he is formally qualified to evaluate and certify high-level technical skills. He understands metrics. He understands structured evaluation. He knows what it takes for a person or a system to be verifiably competent.
So he lives in a results-driven world.
Completely. And that gives so much weight to his attitude training. The sources also mention over 5 years of experience as a professional lecturer and public speaker, so he's had a lot of time to refine this model.
Okay, so that's the practical side. The professional expertise. Now let's look at the academic pedigree that must have shaped his thinking.
Yes, and this is where you see the theoretical rigor. It's a very layered, very specific academic foundation. It's not generalist at all.
It starts with a strong science base, right? A Bachelor of Science from the University of Paradenia.
Right, and then he just keeps building on it. He pivots into this really advanced technological and educational specialization.
He's got a postgraduate in information technology for education from the University of Colombo. That was back in 2000.
See, that's a key detail. IT for education. He's already thinking about how to deliver knowledge using technology. Then he follows that up with another postgraduate in information technology, this time from the University of Paradenia in 2006.
And the piece that ties it all together, the formal teaching methodology.
Exactly. The glue is the postgraduate diploma in education from the National Institute of Education. So you've got pure science, multiple advanced IT degrees, and formal training in how to teach.
It's not someone who just reads a few psychology books on the side.
No, this is someone who knows how to design a learning experience that you can actually measure.
So here's the question then. When you combine the cold logic of IT with something as, you know, as squishy as human motivation, isn't there a risk it becomes too rigid, too abstract for a general audience?
It's a critical question, and you'd think so. But the evidence points in the exact opposite direction. Because he thinks of motivation like a system, he delivers what he called real problem solutions experience. Meaning, instead of just telling you to be more resilient, his approach is probably to help you find the behavioral bugs.
The system failures. Yeah.
And then he gives you a specific structured script or maybe a workflow to debug that emotional response. It takes it from a personal failing to a systematic improvement.
Yeah.
And that's much less intimidating.
That makes perfect sense. You don't inspire a broken system, you fix the code.
Exactly.
Okay, let's move from the method to the impact, the results. This is the so what, right? This is the proof that this structured approach is actually working.
This is it. The sources talk about this massive data set, 1253 plus clients' feedback. Now, the number itself is impressive, but what's more important is what that feedback actually says. We need to see how the theory translates into action.
So let's start with a really tough sector, banking.
Yeah.
We have a quote from Mahinda Bandara. He's the former AGM of BOCNCP. He says a keynote on leadership gave them, and I quote, practical strategies they could apply immediately in the banking industry.
That testimonial is gold. It just bypasses all the generic praise and gets straight to utility. Banking is all about high stress, low error decision making. If he can give them strategies that are immediately useful, it proves his method works in these highly regulated environments.
And you see that same kind of shift in manufacturing. Chirath Prapanga Lankeshwara, the MD of the Rathna Group, called the program a game changer. Yeah. He said the shift in mindset was reflected almost immediately in their performance and collaboration.
See, when an MD uses a phrase like that, they're not just saying the staff enjoyed it. They're saying it altered the internal culture. It changed how the whole team system functions.
And we see that same impact in a totally different field, public service, the government sector.
Which can be just as, if not more, resistant to change.
Absolutely. Manoji T. Gurusingh, who's the Assistant Commissioner of Elections, gave this fascinating feedback about how previously nervous or reserved individuals are now stepping up voluntarily to lead meetings.
Wow. Okay, that speaks directly to structured confidence building. Election commissions are high-pressure, incredibly detail-oriented places. If his program can turn reserved employees into voluntary leaders, that's not just a little bit of inspiration.
No.
That means he's given them the structure, the script maybe, that they need to feel competent enough to take that risk.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all approach either. Yeah. We have Dharmapala Jayalath, the COO of Cello Dairy Products, who confirmed his session was tailored to the unique challenges of their industry.
And that confirms the whole real problem solutions idea. Dairy production has its own very specific logistical challenges. He didn't just give them a pep talk. He customized his systemic approach to fit their reality.
Right.
That ability to tailor the solution shows you how flexible the underlying methodology really is.
Let's circle back to education then. This is his home turf, really. We have a quote from IKK Ravalal Wijayawancha, the principal of Royal College Polonnaruwa. He reported measurable growth in classroom climate.
Measurable growth. That's the language of a professional educator. That's pedagogy. It confirms the training delivers specific, verifiable outcomes. It moves way beyond just anecdotes.
And finally, we can't forget the youth demographic. MB Gunasena from the National Youth Service Council pointed out how well he connects with young people.
Yeah, how does he do it?
Through real-life examples, interactive sessions, and motivational stories.
Which is exactly what you'd expect from someone trained in modern pedagogy. It's not a passive lecture. It's active engagement designed to make those lessons on critical thinking and attitude really stick.
So when you pull it all together, it's a really compelling portrait, isn't it? We're looking at a speaker whose expertise isn't just about personal charisma.
Not at all.
It's grounded in this really rare mix of formal academic study science, advanced IT, education, and that direct professional experience in government and tech.
And the result is this highly practical, solution-focused style that just works. It delivers these verifiable results across finance, management, public service education.
So the key takeaway for you listening is what then?
I think the key takeaway is the power of combining deep formal knowledge with a relentless focus on actionable real-world application. His success isn't really about inspiration, it's about implementation.
Inspiration versus implementation. That's a great way to frame it.
Yeah.
So let's leave you with a final thought on that. If these specific, tailored programs grounded in real academic rigor can transform collaboration in fields as different as election commissions and dairy production, what is one soft skill, maybe negotiation or critical thinking like he listed, that you could apply that same kind of systematic rigor to? What's one area where you could create measurable, transformative change in your own professional life by treating it not as a personality trait, but as a system to be improved? That's where structure meets spirit.